About 70% of middle school teachers nationwide say they teach recent global warming in class, most of them for just a few hours a year. Experts say one of the best ways to teach it is to get kids out of the classroom and into the field. WCAI's Samantha Fields visited a middle school in Chatham that's trying to do that as much as possible.
It's a little before noon on a Thursday, and Nancy Gifford's seventh grade class has just arrived at Muddy Creek, a tidal river and marsh on the border of Chatham and Harwich.
We're on a field trip learning about how the climate is affecting our seas and how our Muddy Creek's water is healthy or not.
Owen Bach is a seventh grader at Monomoy Regional Middle School, and he's testing the oxygen levels of the water. Other students are looking at things like pH and salinity.
We have lots of living organisms here, and I feel like people need to pay more attention to the water climate.
This is just the first of a number of trips the seventh graders will take to Muddy Creek this year. Nancy Gifford says getting kids out of the classroom to places around the Cape is the best way she's found to teach climate change in a way that 12-year-olds can grasp.
I think it definitely makes it so that if you can see it in your backyard, you really know what's happening.
But the time and the money it takes to rent buses and go on field trips, even nearby, can be prohibitive for a lot of schools. Melinda Forrest, Nancy Gifford's teaching partner in seventh grade science, spends a lot of time writing grants.
We're fortunate here that we have a lot of organizations that allow us to write grants and that those grants cover bus money, because we are also very fortunate to have a lot of resources in the community where people are willing to teach the kids about climate change.
Climate change comes up a lot in seventh grade science, in the context of ecosystems and human impact on the environment, Gifford says.
I think it's really important for the kids to understand what's happening right here, more so than other places. I think in the past, kids would learn about climate change and they're picturing polar bears on, you know, melting icebergs, and we know that's happening, but that's far away.
A lot of the kids here, like Caleb Neal, already seem to get that climate change is not just affecting polar bears.
It definitely feels like something that's happening and affecting Cape Cod.
Casey Gilley says she's particularly aware of how it's changing the national seashore.
They have posts, and it says, like, in a couple of years that this is where the water's going to be because of erosion and climate change and stuff. It makes me sad, and I just hope, like, I don't want to change a lot because then we'll lose a lot of land.
Does that make you nervous?
Yes, it does make me nervous, actually.
That is something Nancy Gifford thinks about a lot in how she talks to her students about climate change, how not to make them too nervous.
You have to walk that fine line where you're not scaring them, because it is depressing when you think about some of the predictions that are being made and what could happen long term.
Mark Wilson, the principal at Monomoy Regional Middle School, says he thinks getting kids out in the field can be an antidote to that sense of anxiety about climate change.
Rather than be overwhelmed by the size of the problem, we just look at it from what can we do in our own small footprint that we have here, and have students be attentive to what's happening worldwide, but what can they do locally to actually do something about it.
Todd Schumacher, who's new at Monomoy this year, is trying to bring that philosophy into his math class, or what he likes to call problem-solving class.
The problem this year is global warming, and we're going to use math to understand global warming and to brainstorm and maybe implement some solutions here locally at our school.
At this point in the year, Schumacher is having students use real data, local data from Hyannis, to calculate the average yearly temperatures on Cape Cod for the last 125 years.
To determine if the climate is getting warmer.
Later in the year,
when we get into geometry, we're going to be calculating the area of the roof of the school, how many square meters is a solar panel, how much electricity does one solar panel produce, calculate, can our roof produce all our electricity?
Nancy Gifford says she hopes that projects like that and field trips like this one to Muddy Creek will get her students thinking about climate change and believing that they can do something about it.
These are the kids that will be, you know, servicing turbines. They'll be the ones that are building this infrastructure to fix what gets flooded along the way, and they'll be dealing with these, you know, continued storms that we're seeing.
They'll either be the ones who figure out how to slow climate change, or they'll be the ones who have to figure out how to adapt. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields.